Welcome again and Happy New Year. I'm Drew Wilder, and it's all about business. Whether you're a businessman or a businesswoman, it's Business Talk, Straight Talk. Every weekend at this time with Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors. He's been helping businesses throughout Connecticut for 50 years, helping with taxes, insurance, real estate, asset protection, business succession, even personnel problems. And Stan, welcome to It's Your Business.
Hey, Drew, it's good to see you. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Guess what I got in the mail?
I'm afraid to ask, but I'll ask.
We talk about the internet. Yeah. We talk about, you know, shopping for vendors.
What did you get in the mail?
And what we call the internet is the new Yellow Pages.
Yep, exactly.
Well, welcome to 2023, because I have in my hands...
The Yellow Pages. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
It came out. Somebody's redoing it.
Really? But look how thin it is.
Well, it's very thin. I agree. And it's one of the Yellow Pages. But it's a start. Everything goes in cycles. I've said that over and over and over.
Yep.
So we're going now back to the old-fashioned Yellow Pages, because many people do like to pick up a newspaper and read a newspaper.
Right. That's
especially
true.
If they've got a daughter in high school playing basketball.
True.
They want to look at the newspaper to see the score.
Community events and obituaries, two biggest sections of the paper.
Yeah, very, very true.
Yeah. Interesting. That Yellow Pages is so thin. That's going to really bother me when I get mine in the mail, because I usually put it down to elevate my telephone with a couple of them. Now I'm going to have to use eight of those. So so people still do use the Yellow Pages?
They must. I'm very surprised.
I am too. And if you're a salesperson, always start with W, because everyone starts with A when they look for business. So can that help a business with finding customers?
Absolutely. I mean, you go through there and you look who the ads are, and you got to learn to discern what's a good ad, what's not a good ad. You know, if let's say you need a new furnace in your house.
Right.
I mean, it's a good starting place.
Right.
And plus going on the internet, going word of mouth. And, I mean, obviously what you really want for a product like that is somebody who's very honest.
Right.
That's most
And that's
important.
Hard to find, probably.
Right.
I mean, how many people... You wonder how well you wouldn't know, because people that are not honest, you're not going to find out about them until it's too late. But you wonder how many people how many people in general are just totally do it by the book. I'm going to guess less
than
half.
Things are never what you may think they are.
Right.
I mean, for example, I mean, we talk about brand names or what people know. So let me ask you this, Drew. What is the world's top-selling musical instrument?
Top-selling musical instrument, not the piano, probably too high-priced. The guitar.
You're never going to believe it.
My wine glass, to see if it's really crystal.
That's number two.
Okay, I take my finger and I rub around it to see if it's going to sound like a subway squeaking into a subway station in New York. What is the number one instrument?
The harmonica.
The harmonica?
They sell 3 million harmonicas in the world every year.
Really? Who's buying them? Parents for their kids?
Know, I have no clue, but you take a look at, so, you know, when you're trying to look, nobody would ever have thought that harmonicas are the number one
instrument
in the world.
Never would have guessed that one. So, I mean, here we are, we're in New Year. It's hard to imagine that I thought the year 2000 was hard to imagine, but that was 23 years ago. What, in your 50 years, what, if you had to, like, give one piece of advice to head off the year to make it a success, what would you tell a business owner, anyone responsible for any business?
Well, we know the first one I've said before. Listen to the show.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The second one is...
And if you're not, then you wouldn't know it. But
the second item is, and I don't know how to emphasize this, you need to take a day away or a half a day away by yourself and think about your business and the four concepts that I touted in a recent show. And that is, you got to take a look at what is the planning for myself with this business. What do I want to accomplish? Who are the people that work for me? And how am I going to keep them or get rid of some?
And you got to think out of the box, I would think. Not the boilerplate type things.
You got to come up with the right questions. You got to get to know your people and who are keepers and who are bench sitters. And then the third thing you got to really look at is how do I plan for my business succession? And that becomes important because, you may not die, you may not have to transfer the business, but that will help you determine how to get the business operating more smoothly without you there.
Right.
And then the fourth and probably the most important is how is this business taking care of myself and my family, both financially and what other needs that we may have.
That's probably the one that people really don't think about that much, because with personnel problems and finding people, which is a nightmare for businesses, finding people, let alone good people, they're probably, I would think if I owned a business, I'd be more concerned with keeping my good people and finding more good people. Probably not thinking about myself. I mean, I'm just trying to think, I don't think about myself that much doing what I do, and I don't own a business, but I treat what I do in marketing and advertising like it's my own business. And I very rarely stop and think about what you're saying. What I should be doing is thinking about what's best for me. It's always what's best for my clients and my customers, which would be like an owner doing the same thing, but also his employees, which are kind of like his customers. You got to keep them, the good ones.
And you got to know who you are. Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? I mean, why is your business interacting so well at the way it's doing today? Or conversely, if your business isn't doing well, what are you doing wrong that it's not doing well?
So how do you help? I can see that area as an objective opinion. You'd be really helpful for a business, and I'm sure you help people immensely. And we'll tell you how you can get in touch with Stan towards the end of the show with a no-fee consultation. But business succession that you've talked about, you talked about it last week, now it's the new year. How do you help with that?
It really becomes an issue of sitting down with the people and talking to them and listening very carefully, reading back what they're saying, and being a Dutch uncle and honestly telling them, look, you got to change your ways or you have to change this. I mean, they get mad.
Yeah.
People who are successful entrepreneurs don't want to hear what they may be doing wrong.
Right.
They become their own worst enemy. And, my job is to, I've been on the firing line, so I know what it's like, is to say, hey, this is the way it is. You may not want to listen to me. You may not want to pay what I think you need to pay. Because business owners notoriously hate paying fees.
They hate paying fees. Yeah, fee to death.
And it comes back to bite them. They don't want to call their lawyer because of what it's going to cost. They don't want to hire this advisor because of what it's going to cost. But, they'll go out and spend all this money on a machine or a piece of software that they really don't need because they don't have the time to do it.
Right. So you can give that objective opinion to save the money on a machine they may not need, or maybe they need a lesser machine, and get that objective opinion.
Yeah, I had a client who had a very nice business, but he had a financial person that really was not very good. Huh. And I mentioned that I told him this 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, just that person did not know what they're doing, but, he let them handle everything. He let them do it. And so I finally reached a point where I kind of backed off. I said, they're not going to listen to whatever I say. Well, this person that was handling all the finances died.
Oh, okay.
So now they had no idea where anything was at. And they'd hired new accountants to go in there to do things.
Right.
So they brought in a new controller. And so I ran into him recently, the business owner, and I said, how you doing? He said, oh, things have never been better. I'll tell you, that person I had working for me was terrible, and they cost me so much money, no clue, but now I got a new financial person in, and I listened very politely, and I just walked away and said, well, he had made that change 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He probably would be retired right now.
Right. So people are reluctant to make a change or to be told that what they're doing is not the right way.
Sure, it's like a baseball player going up to bat, and he's hitting mediocre ways, and you say, well, maybe you should change your your stride.
Yep.
Or maybe with the way you grip the bat, they don't want to listen. You know, they'll maybe make a change, but if they don't hit a home run the first time they swing, they're not interested. But those who really do make the changes and work to adjust the changes, you know, will hit very well. It's the same. Why do people take golf lessons over and over and over? You know, because they, you know, they either don't make all the necessary changes or they don't want to make the changes and they keep going back to the well and paying more money, but they need to find out for themselves how to do things.
And now is the perfect time to look at all that. I mean, you got a whole year ahead. I guess the longer you wait, the worse it'll get. It never gets better if you're on the wrong track. So, and again, we're talking to Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors in Hartford, helping businesses throughout Connecticut for 50 years. It's your business. I'm Drew Wilder, and Business Talk, Straight Talk, well, we talk to you about it every weekend at this time, and we'll tell you again at the end of the show how you can get in touch with Stan for a no-fee consultation. So a year ahead, I mean, you think this year is going to be like last year? I mean, the chat, you talked about history repeating itself last week, but I can't remember so many challenges as the past 2.5 years, really almost 3 years since the pandemic. It's hard to believe it. It's been almost 3 years. Are things going to be similar, you think?
Well, you were talking about earlier the article in the Wall Street Journal. They said we got plenty of semiconductor chips out there.
Right. I was shocked. There's an overabundance of the chips for cars. But if you walk in any car dealership, they used to have, I can think of one specifically, that had 2,000 cars on the lot. And I knew this guy for 15 years, always 2,000 cars on the lot. Now he's lucky if he has 200, and he sells them all. So there's like no negotiating on price. The manufacturers aren't really giving any special rebates like they used to. But so, I mean, why would that be if there's an overabundance of chips, which is what the Wall Street Journal just said?
Well, we've just gone through the last, 25, 30 years of the biggest bull market in the history of mankind. We're in a situation where our debt is just so out of control. How much is it? $31 trillion?
$31 trillion. It was $20 trillion like 6 years ago. I mean, that's scary stuff.
We have a world that is hell-bent on becoming a one-world government. Yep. You know, we're run by the EU.
Yep.
We have war going on, innocent people in Ukraine being killed, war about to break out in Serbia and Kosovo. Yep. We have in Africa all these genocide happenings.
Yep.
I use the term, the barbarians are at the gate. We have politicians who lie, politicians who don't care about us, that we're just pawns in the world of life. So what do you do? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you that as we go into 2023, you need to brace yourself for a difficult period. This market that has just gone up and up and up is going the same route that the Japanese market went, where it went from 36,000 down
no
to
growth.
15,000, 16,000.
Yeah.
So how do you position yourself for an economic downturn where you can navigate your way through it until you have a better feeling about where everything is about to go? I mean, people get angry at me because I can, paint a very negative picture of what's going to occur, but the facts are the facts.
Oh, yeah, and I think it is a scary situation when the government is spending the kind of money they're spending now, but I think that's what's 10 times scarier. I just said it to a good friend of mine. I said, are people just stupid or are they just so busy that they can't follow stuff? But the fact that people don't understand, maybe not our listeners, because we're a conservative talk station, but more than half the country, the way they vote, doesn't think that all this money being spent is causing any problems. And we all know it causes inflation, and that affects everyone. Consumers, business people paying for things. So how do we get out of this? It keeps getting worse and worse.
Well, they've never been through bad inflation.
True.
So they don't really know what it's like. They don't understand the causes. I mean, very similar. Look at what happened in Buffalo, New York.
Oh.
Over 30 people dying. They're being found in snowbanks and cars. there was a story about a barber was closing up his shop, and all of a sudden somebody was knocking to come in to warm up.
Oh.
He said, "Well, what's going on? We got a snowstorm."
Right.
He ended up with having close to 30 people in his store, in his barbershop for a couple of days. Well, don't people know what's going on? Isn't there a warning system that this is the cyclone bomb winter storm that we're having? You should not go out.
Right.
Is
people
it that
still
people
go
aren't listening, or was it that the officials were negligent in how they handled this?
Right.
In today's society, with the communications and the technology, I don't understand how people are not finding out. And I guess it goes back to somewhere. I mean, should I advertise on radio?
Yep.
Should I advertise in the newspaper? How do I get people to listen out there?
Yeah,
I think it's long-term thinking versus short-term thinking, and that's for radio's case. I mean, it's not like a coupon. But
plus we got to let people know that if you like our show,
yep,
and you want to go back and listen to other ones, all of our shows are being saved as podcasts.
Just go to talkofconnecticut.com and click podcasts, and you can hear us again.
Over and over for all of our different shows.
I mean, that's really fascinating. That's part of technology. You couldn't do that several years ago. The fact that you can go back, pull up anything, pull up any of our shows, just talkofconnecticut.com and pull up the word podcasts. But, I mean, just so many challenges recently and in the year ahead for businesses. And I know people call them low information people, but it's just scary. I mean, for the deficit to go from 20 trillion to 31 trillion in such a short period of time, you want, I mean, it's all I was going to say, you wonder how it's going to affect things. It's already affecting things, but I mean, are we going to become like Venezuela? And why would anyone want to open up a business in this scenario?
Well, I mean, I think what everyone's anticipating is that we will have big inflation,
yeah,
and therefore we will pay off the debt with cheaper dollars.
Right.
So that it's like if you have a mortgage on your house that's 15 years old, but now we have inflation, and if you had not paid off your mortgage, you'd be paying it off with cheaper dollars.
True.
And yeah, and you said it perfectly. Maybe the answer to all this is, and I'm just doing the numbers in my head, if you're under 60 years old, you probably don't remember inflation, because inflation was last this bad in 1980. So if you were 16, 17, where you probably didn't pay attention, in 1980, you are now, this is scary, but you're now 20, what, 30, 40, 50, you're now 60 years old. So, yeah, for working people that are 25, 35, 40, they don't remember inflation, so they probably don't know the impact of inflation. And as I always say, do people really care? As long as they're getting the money. So as long as they're getting, it's kind of like giving a kid everything they want, then they're going to expect more and more and more. They're going to grow up to be a spoiled brat and expect everything. But so if you keep giving money to people, keep pouring it on, right? If they don't know the ramifications.
Well, what's going to happen next, and what's going to be the troubling part for many, many people, is that you're going to start seeing credit card companies cut back on the credit available or canceling credit cards, or banks not wanting to give loans or smaller loans, and more of, let's say, a line of credit now has to be SBA guaranteed. So when you see the banks now starting to cut back on and make these changes, you know they're anticipating a severe downturn.
Right. Now, so if you own a business and you're putting things on credit cards and just paying the interest each month, what happens now?
Or if you have a line of credit.
Yeah, or if you have a line of credit
that is being cut back, you need to be prepared to how are you going to even out those cash flows, ups and downs.
So does that mean the real opportunity will be one man's ceiling is another man's floor, or one woman's ceiling is another man's floor? Does that mean that a lot of pretty good businesses are going to be up for sale for pretty cheap prices?
Well, you know, Drew, we had so many businesses go under with COVID,
right,
the shutdown.
Right.
And you're already seeing a weeding out of many businesses. What you're starting to see are new businesses starting up,
right,
because of all the old ones died.
Right.
But the incubation period is not going to be long enough. There's just no way they're going to be able to handle inflation. and to make it through the period. So people think, you know, we've already gone into a difficult period with COVID. I don't think we've gone into anything yet.
Right.
I think it's starting. There are fewer kids going to college today than ever before. I believe the number is 4 million students less. So if you look at a lot of these schools, these universities, you'll see the acceptance rate, which may have been before 31%, is now 45%.
Wow. Because, big drop, yeah.
Yeah, fewer kids are going to school, and it's become so outrageously expensive. So we're at a point today where a young fellow coming out of a trade school as a welder is starting at $105,000 a year.
Right.
A young person, you know, coming out of a good accounting school and, you know, with just an accounting degree without a master's, you know, is probably starting at, you know, $60,000 to $70,000. Yeah. So another young person coming out of a school and going to work for the Travelers is going to be totally different. Or if they're coming out and they're going to work for a small business like Walmart. Right. I don't mean small business like Walmart, but a retail type industry like
where you deal with customers one to one, and you don't have a huge, huge company. But
The other people, as you know, I am no fan of hedge funds. Right. I think they have single-handedly destroyed America, and they go in and they just rip the guts out of the interior of that business, and they're taking over many different industries. So we are already seeing a consolidation of the world in terms of the number of businesses out there. The biggest growing business right now is still for young people is in the tech industry, you know. But there's no loyalty; they move around.
Right.
And tech industry is changing, as you know. When you and I were younger, the biggest employers were Lucent, AT&T. Yep. And then when all the young people turned 42, they all got laid off. They had to suddenly at 42, 45 years of age change their careers.
Right.
It didn't exist anymore.
Right. So you really got to be versatile in this day and age and stay up on trends and things changing in the marketplace. And that goes back to what we were saying before if you're a business owner and you're stuck on your thinking and not willing to listen to a different point of view to better yourself and look at out of the box thinking, probably going to be left behind even more so as the economy gets more challenging.
Hey, so Drew, what is North Korea known as? North Korea. What is that country commonly referred to as?
Terrorist country.
No.
A dictatorship. Dictatorship.
The Hermit Kingdom.
Now, why is that?
It's for the same reason that it's so isolated. For the same reason your teenage kids go into the basement and play on their phone.
That's very true. My son does that. I said, where'd he go? Did he go to sleep and not say goodnight? Oh, no, he went down to the basement, is what my wife will say. Yeah, exactly. He plays Xbox.
Yeah, that's right. We call it the Hermit Kingdom.
Right, exactly.
Or the dungeon, whichever way you want to look at it. But none of these kids today are learning how to communicate.
Right.
They actually have people, consultants, who teach young men and women in school settings how to talk on the telephone.
Unbelievable.
Because they don't know how to.
So if you're owning a business or being a consumer, what do you do? I mean, how can you possibly own a business and not have any people skills? But you're saying a lot of people probably are going to be in that ballpark where they don't talk to the customers or don't ask people. It's very rare you go to a restaurant and the manager walks around, how was your meal?
As you know, I don't text message.
Right.
I reluctantly get them once in a while, but I boycott text messaging.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk, and we hope that we're being heard.
Right.
We hope we find a lot of dolphins out there. Do you know why I say dolphins?
No, why dolphins?
What's the hearing range of a dolphin?
Oh, very far. Yeah.
Well, how far is
very
far?
Good. I don't know how far, but better than my hearing.
15 miles.
Is that what it is?
Yes, a dolphin can hear 15 miles.
So listening skills is key, even if it's not 15 miles.
There was just recently a story of a fellow in Australia who fell out of his boat, and he was in shark-infested waters and alligator-infested waters, and the sharks were coming up on him, and the dolphins could hear his yelling, And they came and protected him.
Really?
Until he was picked up by a fishing vessel.
That is unbelievable.
Because a dolphin can kill a shark. They ram him so hard, they kill him.
Really?
Yes.
That's, did not know that. I didn't know it was 15 miles.
That's right.
So we, listening is really, as we approach what you're thinking is going to be a very, very challenging year after three very challenging years, listening and...
So what do you think has a bigger impact, radio or TV?
I think radio does. So otherwise, I would be in television. I'm in radio. But people only see what they're looking for at that one moment, and TV goes into that ballpark because it's obviously visual. And now with DVRs and Netflix and everything, people don't even see it. But even if you are seeing it, you really don't pay attention to something unless you're in the market for it at that moment. But the line I use, you can close your eyes, but you can't close your ears. So you're making an impact every time something is said, whether you're interested or not. And the highest level of advertising is influencing someone before they need what you have to offer.
Yeah, so the biggest challenge that I face in working with business owners mm-hmm. is really, are they listening?
Right. What'd you say? No, I'm just, yeah. And that's the big one. So that would be a key thing going into the new year. When you sit down with someone, get an objective opinion, and to me it's a no-brainer why someone who owns any type of business, small, medium, large, would not want to sit down with you to get another opinion. The listening is going to be on top of that list for the new year.
And for the new year, you really need to focus as a business owner on asset protection.
And we got to do a whole show on that, on asset protection. So I got to write that one down.
Even if I'm only half right about where this economy is going, you've got to focus on asset protection.
We will do a show on that. We have a show on business succession, personnel problems, people being more sensitive, service, whatever happened to good service and how that affects a business. All to come in the year ahead with Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors in Hartford, 50 years helping businesses with everything that really affects a business, taxes, real estate, insurance, business succession, even personnel problems. And Stan, how can people get in touch with you? You're offering, is it a no-fee consultation?
Sure. Just, give me a call at 860-524-3408, or you can email me, Stan@stsworld.net.
Stan@stsworld.net or 860-524-3408. And I know you get a lot of calls right after the show, so if you don't get through and you leave a message, whatever, Stan will get back to you on Monday. I'm Drew Wilder. It's Your Business every weekend at this time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it's a very happy and most healthy new year. Thanks so much for listening and have a great, great new year. You've-